Some of you might be thinking, is this just a little bit over the top?
No, it's not. We're supposed to be fully immersed in our faith.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent.
Hey, welcome back. And we are continuing to share with you what stood out to us and why in Father Fernandez' book, In Conversation with God. Today is going to be a very practical video on how to create an atmosphere of faith within the home. And Janelle's going to share a bunch of things. You're so creative, way better than me. So you're going to
share. I just learn from other people. That's really what I do.
Sometimes we have to borrow other people's thinking, which we are doing today. This is what stood out to me.
We must not cease from contemplating Him raised above the earth on the cross if we truly want to reach the promised land that comes at the end of this short journey. This is all this life really is, and as we do not want to reach our destination alone, we will strive to get many others to look at Jesus, in whom is salvation. I love how he says this is a short journey.
This is a short journey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, though, the days feel long, but yeah, the years are kind of short. This is why we do what we do, friends. We are trying to get to the promised land, which is heaven. We're not made for this earth. And this is a very simple reminder. We need to be reminded of the truth because the world's going to tell us something completely different. And it's so easy to get distracted. Something I've been thinking about is that the devil doesn't need to make good people bad. He just has to get good people distracted to place their hearts and minds upon the world. And it's so easy to get distracted with the headlines. Mm-hmm. Think about Ukraine, headline there.
Article. Oscars, Disney, there's so much stuff. Just click on YouTube and it'll pop it all up for you, you're already on.
It's easy to get distracted. And so these videos, what are they? It's just an anchor reminding us of the eternal truth that we're made for heaven. So friends, this is the truth about you and me, Janelle, and this is why we have this channel. We're trying to inspire people to live a life of holiness. Mm-hmm. Now, friends, if you would like to partner with us, we'd be grateful. We can't do what we do without our Patreon team. Our Patreon team supports us on a financial basis every month, and we're so grateful for that support. It allows us to do this full time. So if you're interested in joining us in the mission, which is to proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, there'll be a link at the end of this video. Now, let's talk practically about how to put reminders in the home to keep our eyes fixed on the prize, because you're really good at these practical reminders. So tell us, you know, what are the things that you do?
Well, okay, first of all, actually, the first thing that I thought of was when we go to our friend's house, like in her bathroom, she has little scripture verses right on her mirror or like right by her fridge. Or, you know, a lot of people nowadays, you can get these really beautiful little scriptures or saint sayings and you can put them in a nice little cute little frame and you put it around your house. It's just very inspiring. You can even have like ones for different seasons of the year if you really wanted. Mm-hmm. And I actually really like that. But what do we do in our home?
Yes.
Well, we have religious images like pretty much everywhere. We have statues. Every year we get a new statue because we devote our family to the intercession of a particular saint. So we have a big statue of Saint Michael right here. That was one of our saints for 1 year. We have Saint Martin de Porres. We have the Holy Family. We have Our Lady of Fatima. Do we have somebody else? I hope I didn't forget one of our patron saints.
When you start doing this every year, you get these little statues. This one is not
that's a big one.
Our Lady of Fatima is pretty big, too.
Yeah, okay, but we had that one ahead of time and someone gave that to us.
But when you have these articles of faith in your home and you turn and you look, well, it reminds you, oh, I can ask St. Michael to intercede for me right before I turn on the camera to do a video.
Exactly. We have this really cute little St. Martin de Porres and I just love it. And I just think of him like humbly, you know, cleaning for me, too. It's good inspiration to do that as a mother in our home.
So we got statues. What else?
We have religious like images. We have images of Our Lady, images of Our Lady.
You're talking about art.
Yeah, art, religious calendars. We also have, you know, magnets. Came into our house, you might think maybe we have a bit of a shrine going on, but you know, it's okay. I think that that's important. People need to see the face of Jesus. We also have a statue on our friend's step, which is actually meant for Christmas or for Advent, but I'm kind of thinking maybe we'll keep it all year.
Okay.
And then we just got a statue of Our Lady that's in the backyard, which I absolutely love. Every day, I actually have some like Christmas lights really close to it. And every day, as I'm like drinking my water first thing in the morning, I look at the statue and I say a little consecration prayer to Our Lady out the window.
Like in crosses and crucifixes.
Oh, yes, right. Okay. Why don't you share?
Well, they're, I think, in every room, just about every room that we use.
And if they aren't, it's because I made a mistake, because they should be in every room. And they have to be blessed. They have to be a blessed article. You get your parish priest to come, or else bring them hand to him and ask him, can you please bless these things?
So all of these things remind us of the truth that we're made for heaven. We're passing pilgrims on a journey. You have this crucifix on your wall. It reminds you that Jesus Christ died for sin and to redeem us and to save us. Mm-hmm. Here's a practical way that it kind of plays into how we raise the kids is I just put Catherine to bed right before we turned on the camera. So I pick her up, and as I'm passing one of the crucifixes in the bedroom, it's by the door, it's about my eye height, I go and I kiss the crucifix, and then Catherine, who's a year and a half, goes and kisses the crucifix too. Mm-hmm. So there's a quick little way of how it practically plays out in our family.
At the front door now, we have a little water font because of the readings from Father Fernandez. And then every time there's a special liturgical season, we do different activities to help us really enter in. So like Holy Week is next week. I'm going to have a whole plan of every single day we're doing different activities as a family, and it's really become part of our tradition. One website that I love to follow, actually, if you're looking for something, if you're a mom or a teacher and you're working a lot with young children, is Catholic All Year. And she's got tons of great ideas, especially for Holy Week. I really enjoy her stuff. But one thing that we do during Lent is we have like these rocks. Every time you do a sacrifice of some sort, you can take a rock and put it in the jar. And then after Easter, all those rocks get turned into some kind of treat. Typically it's jelly beans, but we have kids who don't like jelly beans. So it'll be a mix of things.
So all of our children participate in this. So they're aware throughout Lent that when they sacrifice, that might be letting someone else go first. It might mean taking the food at the end. It might be
just doing something without complaining, doing something joyfully.
Or doing something without being asked. Yeah. When they become aware of that, they know when they realize they have done a sacrifice, they go over and they put a rock into that jar. Mm-hmm. So it's teaching them we're sacrificing for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So we actually do have quite a few different religious coloring books. There's some really great, beautiful imagery that is being designed nowadays, like the Shining Light dolls. If you go to check their website, they have these really beautiful ones that you can put on the window. And so they're almost like transparent, and you color these images of the saints, and then it looks like a nice stained glass window.
So if you're going to get your kids to color, why get them to color Disney characters when you can get them to color the saints or the lives of the saints? So that's just, again, a simple, practical way to create a faith atmosphere in the home instead of always coloring the princess from Disney. Sarah was coloring...
St. Mary Magdalene.
That's who she was coloring today.
And then even like I was just reminded of a time when we had a rosary supper on the feast of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And so one thing that we did is I just had a bunch of these images of St. Thérèse and for all the kids to color. And then we also bought like a dozen roses so that everybody could take a rose home. So it's like, you know, just something, even if you can send your company off with something, whether it's like even a saint card or a religious medal, or maybe you don't do this every time, maybe it's just for a special event. Like we hosted a party for Valentine's Day, but it was also on the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And I had an extra one of these little dolls of Our Lady of Lourdes. And so we did a little game, and then someone got to win and take this little doll home.
So there's a variety of different ways that you have been very creative in creating an atmosphere of faith in the home where you see things.
I have one more thing. Okay, sorry. And then in your children's rooms and in your room, you could have like little areas, like you can call it a shrine or a little altar or something, where you have your religious items at the end of the evening, just making sure to acknowledge what these things represent, right? Like showing reverence towards the image of the Divine Mercy. Like we have a huge image of Divine Mercy in our room. I love having that in there. I love it.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on art. Like some people are really into that, and they spend thousands and thousands of dollars on these pieces of art. There are such beautiful traditional paintings, religious paintings of the Passion of Jesus, of Mary, of the Holy Family. The artistic heritage within the Catholic Church is incomparable to anything else out there. And I've really fallen in love with some of these pieces as we've been doing many prayer videos. And a lot of the prayer videos, I look for religious art to put into the background. And I'm just shocked at what I was missing. I just love some of these images. So if you're one of those people that spend a lot of money on art, why not get a few pieces of absolutely beautiful art?
Yeah, put that inspires you.
That inspires you, that you like. Get something that catches your attention. So every time you walk into the room, that's a reminder of an eternal truth.
And we have some friends who just set up like Stations of the Cross on their land. So you can go and do the Stations of the Cross on their path. Like there's just so many really great ideas out there.
And we are sharing these ideas for you because remember, the truth is we're passing pilgrims on the journey. The journey is short. The promised land isn't here. It's heaven. Mm-hmm. So when we put up these things in our home, it's a reminder. And because it reminds us, it helps us live. Mm-hmm. Because as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow.
Right.
So where's your mind going? Some of you might be thinking, is this just a little bit over the top?
No, it's not. Because this is, we're supposed to be like fully immersed in our faith.
Well, consider this. What do we do with people who we love? If we look at our relationship, many of you don't know, but Janelle and I, we had a period where we dated at the beginning. Was it 2 years?
Yep, it was 2 years.
And then
we broke up for 3 years, and then we dated for 9 months and we're married.
Right. So dated for 2 years, then we broke up for three. That whole time, I had a picture of Janelle in my wallet and never left.
You probably forgot about it, though.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I didn't forget about it.
Oh, well, that's good.
And that's what we do with people that we love. We want to be reminded of them. And then once we were married and we'd go on the road, I still have that picture. And it's easy for me to carry that picture because you want to remind yourself of the one you love.
Mm-hmm.
This
It's kind of like these earrings.
Okay.
I got these earrings at Christmas from Ken, and I don't think I've really taken them out ever since. I've worn them every single day. And it's for the exact same reason. It's like I love them because I love the one who gave them to me.
So when in marriage, thank you, in marriage that comes sort of naturally. But with Jesus, we have to learn to love him because we have a fallen nature and the faith grows. And so we need these reminders to grow in love. So friends, we hope this is very practical. We hope you have a couple takeaways. Thanks for listening. Comment below, which share with us what stood out to you and why. Rosie's right up there. If you want to join our Patreon team, again, the link will be at the end of this video. Thanks for that consideration. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're probably all wondering what my earrings look like. There, can they see?
There you go.